PR.
With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The town of Glenwood Springs released a statement last week expressing concern about mining company Rocky Mountain Resources' plan to expand operations by 5,000%. The company purchased 16 acres of land right in town in 2016 and now wants to utilize that land to mine limestone. Jonathan Godis, the mayor of Glenwood Springs, said the mining operations would be visible from anywhere in town. The additional 500 trucks driving on the town's road a day to transport that limestone will pose many environmental and economic risks.
You know, if this was located 10 miles away, we wouldn't have any problem with that. We're not anti-extraction, we're not anti, you know, development, but to have something like that right outside of town would really put at risk in our entire economy.
Godis said they are willing to negotiate with the mining company to stop the expansion of the site. Rocky Mountain Resources did not return Aspen Public Radio's request for an interview. Aspen Film hosts a screening of the dark comedy Being Frank tonight. Kristen Kay has more.
The film stars comedian Jim Gaffigan as a father with a secret family. It's a situation that the film's director, Miranda Bailey, says isn't that uncommon.
Literally in every single screening I have ever been to, there's at least someone in the audience who's told us that they're related to someone whose father did that.
Bailey has Colorado roots. She grew up in Vail and has family in the Roaring Fork Valley. She says comedy comes from tragedy, in this case, a deceitful father.
A lot of humor is derived from a human who is trying not to get caught and also trying not to admit his wrong.
She hosts a Q&A after the film, which starts at 7:15 at the Isis Theater in Aspen. Kristen Kay, Eblis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
State wildlife officers say they trapped and killed a bear that attacked an Aspen restaurant manager. Colorado Parks and Wildlife said Friday the 400-pound bear was found in the vicinity of the attack. Officials say the bear had been scavenging for food in a trash bin, and the restaurant manager tried to scare it away when it attacked him last Sunday. Officials questioned why the bin was open. It was the third bear attack in 3 months in Aspen. Wildlife officials warn residents and visitors to keep garbage and other edibles secure from the animals. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.